Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. I just wanted to send a quick little message out. I noticed something lately because I've been spending some time on Facebook just looking at the strategic way that people are branding themselves and networking with others and building a rapport and things like that. And there's a lot of absolutes out there. And by that, I mean people who say, never do this, always do this, things like that, where they're saying basically that there's only one set way to do something properly. Now, the reason this is sad to me is that person may have become so ingrained with this thought process that they're never willing to branch out again from something that they think is never or always something, right? In other words, if I thought I could never do video, then I wouldn't have ever tried. I wouldn't have ever tried something different. Maybe I could have Frankentiffed it, right, and turned it into my own thing. But it would have been something that I was so insistent on that I never tried. But another reason that I hate to see these absolutes being floated around is that it influences a lot of people, people who are newbies or people who are struggling after a long time in marketing. They see someone, usually someone that they have a relationship with, they've built a rapport with, or even just someone that they admire. So usually someone who's posting a lot about their success. And so they'll see one of these absolutes being put out there about how to always or never do something. And then that's it. They take that as the word of truth. And so I want you to understand that along the way, you know, I sat there, I was a leader and a follower at different times, right? At one point, I was just sitting on the bleachers watching everyone. Then I got up and I started following people. And as I was following people, I realized that people did things different ways. That came a lot from me working behind the scenes as a ghostwriter for a lot of these top gurus at the time. I got to see back in, you know, the late 90s and the early 2000s, I got to see the different ways they approached their niches, the different ways that they strategically even crafted content or had me craft their content to reach these people. And they were all different. Some of them were very, very hard hitting. Some of them were, you know, slap you upside the head until you bought something. Some of them were very, very gentle and very big on NLP type of thing, getting you into your subconscious to buy things. And neither one was a wrong way to do something. They each were successful in their own way. What you have to do as a marketer is sit there and go, okay, here's all of these options. It's like a big buffet of options. What do I like? Definitely embrace that and put it into your business. What do I not like? And then you look at those things that you don't like and you say, is there any other way I could do those so that I would like them? Right? And so then you can turn it into something like that. Or if it's just something you just do not want in your business at all, fine, get rid of it, discard it. As you are sharing your journey, it's okay to get out there and share with others what worked for you. But just be mindful of the fact that you're going to be influencing other people who are sitting there and going, oh, I really like so-and-so. And if they say don't do that, I'm never going to do it. It's not always the case. That person may be great at something that you stink at, and vice versa. One of the problems I have with this going on Facebook is Facebook's really toxic, you know, a lot of times. And people get very, very belligerent and very, very dig in your heels type of mindset when they're on there. So somebody will say something. A lot of times they're out there to brand and network online and they have a reason for it. Maybe they're about to release a course. And so they're saying, hey, this is the only way to make money. This is the only way to succeed. Or maybe they'll make a snarky comment like, I don't understand why anyone does this. Okay. And it kind of puts you either, if you're a newbie, you're sitting there going, oh, wow, I didn't know that. I'm definitely not going to do that. Or if you're someone who is doing that strategy, you might sit there and go, no, I disagree with you. Now, then that person has an option. Do they jump into the conversation and disagree with you? A lot of times, no. It's great when a newbie or a struggling marketer can scroll through and see that lively debate take place so that they can make a decision. But unfortunately, you're not going to see that a lot of times. Sometimes you will. Sometimes people don't care. But a lot of times, you're not going to see or hear all of those reasonable voices who have something interesting to say because they don't want to get in the thick of it on Facebook. They don't want the arguments. They don't want to, you know, a lot of people we know they're about to launch a product or something, so you don't want to jump in and, you know, trash their argument right in front of everyone. It's just kind of rude. So you'll just keep to yourself and lead the people who come to you for guidance. So you may not be getting all sides of the story. Just keep that in mind as you get out there and try to learn this business. Always try things that sound interesting to you. And if you find one that doesn't, see if there's a workaround. If that doesn't work, then, you know, do something else. But just don't hang on every single word that any marketer, I don't care who it is, anything they say, you need to go out and find out for yourself. It's kind of like, you know, when we talk about different places like burgers and stuff like that, and some of them are going to flame broil, some of them are going to fry it. Everybody has their different way, and they're all going to have an audience, okay? And this happens in everything, too. It happens in, like, you'll see opinions on which platform to sell on. Is it JVZoo? Is it Warrior Plus? Is it JVShare? You'll see it in PLR. People will say, I never sell packs without graphics, or I always sell packs that have video or things like that. So you need to have blinders on in some points, and you need to take them off in some points and sit there and go, okay, what all's out there? But let me also take it with a grain of salt. Okay. So that's it for me today, and I will talk to y'all later. Thanks.